This is Category 5 Technology TV.
Well, we had a great trip just a couple of weeks ago.
So much fun.
We got to go to Legoland. How many kids here have been to Legoland? Anybody?
Pretty much everybody.
Of course I've been to Legoland, he says. It was a lot of fun. I didn't know what to quite expect.
So I didn't either.
Walking in, the first thing that we saw was how they make Lego, and it was kind of taking us through that. Then you get in.
Not an actual Lego factory, though.
No, it was fun for the kids, right?
Yeah.
But then what was next? The very first thing was a ride. Do you guys remember that?
Ride with the Trolls.
That was a lot of fun. And then from there, once we got off of that ride, we're going and it just opened up. When we first got there, my son Zach said, it looks so small.
I know,
because
right?
It was basically the Lego store. It was something along those lines that you said. And then when we got in, do you remember how big it was?
Yeah, it was awesome. It had at least a playground and a few rides.
Do you want to come up here? You've got a lot to say.
Yeah. Come on,
because I want to get you a microphone.
Now, interestingly enough,
this week,
Owen was first on Cat 5.
Isn't
That's
that
right.
funny?
Yeah. I saw it pop up in my memory.
Happy Category 5 anniversary, Owen. So so we got off the ride.
Yes.
First thing we spotted, of course, Lego Batman, full size.
It was all about Batman that day.
Yeah, it was.
And so good.
Then they had a 4D movie theater. Do you remember talking about this in the news?
Yes.
The four-dimensional movie. So we said, well, what is that? And I remember the news story when this was first coming out.
Yes.
So you're in the movie and, you know, something gets splashed in the water on the 3D screen. And there are fans above us. There are snowmaking machines. There are misters. And whoosh, you get misted in the face.
It was awesome. The snow really impressed me.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah,
and all perfectly timed to 3D movies.
It was cool having the snow come down. And, yeah. I mean, we were sitting near the front, so we didn't get the initial effect of it. But, you know, the movie's going on. Then you hear everybody behind you like, ah! Turn around and there's this avalanche coming down on you. It was awesome.
I put my camera away.
It wasn't.
You liked it too? It was snow. So we're sitting there watching a movie. It was pretty cool, eh? So we got to see a couple of movies there in the 4D theater. And then outside of the theater, there were just workstations for the kids to build Lego. Like, you've never seen so much Lego.
The ramps were impressive. Because it was all about building a car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you walk in there, and the first thing you see is, it was probably, what, a 7-foot ramp?
Yeah, and the kids could climb up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you go, I mean, so Luke made this car. He spent like an hour working on this incredible car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let me get set up to film this car go down. Nope, too excited. And that sucker fired. Like it went through the ramp and got some serious air and then just smashed.
Nice.
And I'm like, I didn't hit record. Look of despair on his face.
Yeah.
Great hang time.
Lots of fun. Yeah. Lots of fun. Liam built a car that came in first place.
Nice.
So way to go. You've got your hand up. Did you want to say something? We can't see you on the set because you're way off to the side. You can come over here. Do you want to come around this way? And then you can be heard in my microphone. What is it that you would like to say?
When I got stuff, and also I got more because he gave me a second one.
Oh, yeah, because you came in first place on the race.
That's right.
And so you got a prize, and then they came around and gave a second prize. That was cool, eh? Then you had fun at Legoland? Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks, man.
It was my dream as a kid growing up to have a world of Lego, and that's what that room was.
I didn't know what to expect from it, as I mentioned, but walking in it felt a little bit like a cross between a play area, like what do you call it? Like slides that you climb up and everything.
Yeah, it was like
jungle gym.
Yeah, big jungle gym. But then the fact that they had
the
there was the ride, like something you'd see at like an amusement park within the building.
Yeah, inside.
It was awesome.
So everybody had fun at Legoland?
Yeah, it felt like the whole entire store was just Legoland.
It felt like the whole entire store was Legoland.
In Lego World.
In Lego World. Very cool.
Felt like Emmett.
I have a very important question from the chat room.
Yeah.
4D, does that include smell?
It did not, and I was thankful because there was a lot of burping.
Yeah.
In the movies. It's true, though, right? Yeah.
There
were some burping.
Did the fans go on when there was
the
burping?
Fans... Yeah, you felt it, and when they were flying by, so if they're flying by, you felt the wind in your face.
What was it? It was sight, sound, touch. What would the fourth one have been?
Dimension, like 3D.
Oh, yeah, 3D,
like
that's right.
The
yeah.
visual effects coming out of yeah. the screen, yeah.
Wow.
And that was pretty real, too. I saw Savannah actually reaching out to try to grab the sword as it was going through the air. Do you remember that? Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
And I was trying to put my hand in the dragon's mouth.
You were putting your hand in the dragon's mouth in the 4D movie theater,
that's
right?
Pretty
that's
brave.
Really cool. You that's were, too?
Brave.
Did he bite?
No.
No? Did he spray you?
Oh,
yeah? Liam was touching the beak of the bird and then felt the water come on him. So that was pretty neat.
I love watching my kids with the 3D experience. It was so much fun.
So totally worth the trip. Make sure you check out Legoland. And it was an absolute blast for the whole family. We'll have links below for you if you want to check it out. And we've got one at Vaughan Mills Mall, which is the closest one to us. But they are all around. So make sure you get onto their website and find out where there's one near you.
Now, something I noticed, or I thought I'd experiment with, is when you're watching the 3D movie, obviously you have to have the glasses on to see it in 3D, otherwise it's wonky.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered, how would it be with recording?
Yep.
And so I threw the 3D glasses over the lens of my cell phone for recording, and it cleaned up the image.
It actually worked.
It wasn't 3D, because you didn't have two sets of eyes, but... It did actually clean it up with the glasses, and I was impressed.
So for all those bootleggers that are watching,
they're like,
"There you go, right?"
So,
yeah,
but it was neat. I didn't realize technology would be able to pick up a 3D movie like that through the glasses.
Yeah, and for the record, we had permission to record.
That's correct.
Yeah, we were there on behalf of Category 5, so
you did record something.
We did get some clips. Yeah.